7. They're under pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. One of the most important facets of the school of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, and something that distinguishes it from all other schools of thought, is the concept of dua, of supplication, of how a person communicates with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the divine. Obviously, the concept of dua, or of supplication, of prayer, is a very detailed and extensive subject that needs a lot of thought, and some of the things are not or cannot be understood by mere words. It is something that has to be felt, experienced, and it's a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But nonetheless, the Imams alayhim as-salam have left pearls, have left jewels, have left gems for us as their followers, rather for the whole of humanity to benefit from. And there are many examples of this within the books, within the teachings, within the ahadith corpus, and so on and so forth, of the du'as, which itself is a Quranic principle, for we have Quranic du'as of the prophets mentioning du'as and so on and so forth. So du'a and communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that is of extreme importance, and something that we as human beings need to, you know, give ourselves to understand that we are in need and always in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and dua is one of the best ways of showing this need and the best ways to attain the favor and grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this regard, the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners in this episode is based on one of the most famous du'as that we have within the school of thought of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. So until then, please stay tuned.
Why do we read books in the first place? What are books good for?
We read books because we don't want to reinvent the wheel, if you will.
We'd better take advantage of human cultural and intellectual heritage, particularly related to our daily activities, such as our physical, mental, spiritual, or even religious health.
We can't ignore the past thoughts and experiences. To do so, we need to boost our bookshelf.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. As mentioned in our previous segment, the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners today is one that is based on one of the most well-known du'as or supplications that is in the school of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. It is a du'a or a supplication that we all have at least heard of, and hopefully, inshallah, we have at least prayed or performed once, or if not at least, you know, once a week, which is the dua of Amir al-Mu'mineen, which is known as the dua of Kumail, which in essence is the dua of Khidr alayhi salam. Anyway, there's a whole discussion on that. So this particular book that we would like to introduce to you is a brief commentary of this particular dua. So this book was authored by Muallim Muhammad Hussein Kirmali, and it was published by NASIMCO, the Organization of North American Shia Ithna Ashari Muslim Communities. This book was published in the year 2015, and it was printed in Ontario, Canada. So this book, as mentioned, is a brief commentary of the words of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. This book is set with 12 chapters. And what is also important about this book is that it contains a foreword by one of the dear brothers and shuyukh from Canada, Brother Vinay Ketia, who has written a foreword on this particular book. So we'll read a part of the foreword just for the benefit of our dear listeners. He says, The supplication of Kumail ibn Ziyad has been ascribed by 12 Shias to the first Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, and various versions of the text can be found throughout the various works of Shi'i Muslim devotion from the 5th century, this is the 5th century Hijri, Baghdad up to and including the most famous contemporary prayer manual, namely Mafatih al-Jinan, the Keys of Paradise, written by the late Sheikh Abbas al-Qummi. Contemporary Shi'is of varying linguistic cultural backgrounds tend to recite this prayer in their homes and places of congregation as part of their weekly Thursday night religious programs. Thus, one can assert that Dua Kumail is among the most often recited acts of worship in the Shi'i world, or recommended acts of worship in the Shi'i world. So this is the dua, and this is the person who brought the dua to us. Kumail ibn Ziyad narrates it to us from Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, who himself says this was dua that was taught to me by Nabi Khizr alayhi salam. So inshallah, in our next segment, we'll be reading a portion from the book itself for the benefit of our dear listeners. So please stay tuned.
Among the sacred texts we have received to help us understand where we came from and where we are going as a human race are most rich in helping us find our direction. They narrate stories of our past. But where have they brought us? Where are their messages now? Are we the people of belief, or have we become the people of the boxes? Is there wisdom trapped in our bookshelves? Bookshelves, bookshelves, bookshelves.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. The book that we introduced to our dear listeners in this episode was titled A Brief Commentary of Dua Kumail, written by Muhammad Hussein Kermali and published by Nasimco in the year 2015. So as the title itself mentioned, it is a brief commentary of Dua Kumail. It is not, you know, a full commentary, not that a full commentary may even be possible for any of the words of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, but it's something that at least opens up our eyes to some of the meanings and teachings and profound concepts that are found in the dua or in this application. So we'll begin by reading the first chapter, somewhere in the middle, where the author mentions the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Imam Ali alayhi salam, in the beginning, mentions the names. So the author goes about speaking about some of the names that are mentioned in these verses at the beginning of Dua Kumail. Allah. Dua Kumail starts with the original prime name, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the proper noun which belongs only to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no equivalent word in English or in any other language. The word God in English is used for any object of worship. God to a person is any object or person whom he loves, adores, reveres, venerates, glorifies, and worships. It can be a male, a female, or a neutral gender. It can also be more than one such gods and goddesses. Allah in Arabic is the proper name that combines all the exclusive and excellent attributes and is not used for anyone else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the ever-existent, the one who originates and is the source of all existence, who maintains all existence. He is the creator, the nourisher, and the accomplisher of the entire creation, which will ultimately perish. The sole existence thereafter will be that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who will continue to exist everlastingly. Quran chapter 55, verses number 26 and 27. How to address Allah? When calling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is addressed either by using the word of explanation, ya, meaning oh, or by using the suffix mim at the end of the word, Allahumma, meaning oh Allah, and so on and so forth. So the continuation of the dua, the author mentions some other names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are mentioned in the dua. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the right of Imam Ali alayhi salam that we are able to understand the words of the Imam, to benefit from them, to inculcate them in our lives and in our souls, inshaAllah. Until next time, my dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf with Brother Yasser Ibrahim on RIB English Radio.
Thank you.